Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and we're at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. And today we're talking with Brian Dougherty, senior editor of Reason and the author of Ron Paul's Revolution. What happens next for Ron Paul between now and the convention?
Paul failed in Nebraska to win that magic fifth state that by Republican Party rules would have guaranteed him a primetime speaking slot, which was a big blow. However, his fans are unstoppable. If you're following, talking to them and following them on the internet, they're just like, onward to Tampa. There will be hundreds of them on the convention floor. They're going to continue to attempt to influence the platform, which is an iffy proposition in my mind, because I think in the modern era, most people have no idea what the platform even says, but it's something they're trying to do. And to make sure that they're respected on the floor. And there'll be more hundreds of Ron Paul fans in the streets of Tampa. There's three different Ron Paul festivals probably going to be happening there. One, the Ron Paul approved one, where the man himself will be, and two others for his rowdier fans. What they need to do is prove to the Republican Party that they are not just a radical fringe that can be completely ignored, like happened in 2008, but that they are the loyal opposition, in a sense, that they are the other big wing of the party.
What has Ron Paul's effect been on Republican Party politics? And do you think, not the platform per se, but are they going to, you know, has Ron Paul pulled the party en masse as it heads into the convention and into election 2012 towards a more libertarian position?
On one issue he has unequivocally, which is his pet issue of monetary policy and anti-Fed agitation, an issue that had no traction whatsoever until 5 years ago, and now he can get every Republican in the House and plenty of Democrats to vote for audit the Fed bills. That's something that probably will define the Republican Party moving forward. On fiscal policy, certainly Republicans continue to talk like Ron Paul, but when Romney was asked about the $1 trillion in 1 year spending cut that Ron Paul's proposed, he sort of openly mocked it. In this kind of Keynesian analysis, said, oh, the economy would tank if the government stopped spending $1 trillion a year. So there's a lot, a lot of room to grow, certainly, for the Paul people. And I think this is not the year the establishment gets it. Romney gets it enough that he is not being openly hostile to Paul. I think if Santorum or Gingrich were leaders, they wouldn't be that smart. They'd be kicking Paul in the face. Being Romney alienates Ron Paul fans enough. He doesn't want to needlessly alienate them more. But I don't think that he's taking them seriously enough that, say, the VP candidate will be a Rand Paul or anyone Paul people would like. This is the very beginning of the crest of the wave that I do think will be more powerful in the party for 8-12 years.
Talk about that a little bit. Who are the people? I mean, clearly the Ron Paul fans outside of the party machinery, you know, they're there and they're going to be growing and sprouting all over. In the party, who are the people, you know, down the road in 2 years and 4 years and 6 years that you think will be carrying the Ron Paul mantle as the congressman retires from public office?
The two most prominent ones are, of course, in the Senate, his son Rand, who is playing a very delicate balancing act, trying to keep the Ron Paul base while also trying to not alienate your sort of red meat talk radio Republicans in the way his father does.
Do you think he's been successful in doing that?
I think he has. He definitely angered the Ron Paul hardcore with his Romney endorsement. I think he was probably smart, actually, to get it out of the way so early. I misunderstood that strategically at first. I didn't get why he did it so quick, but I think he did it just to get it as far behind him as possible. And then he started doing a lot of things to win them back over, right. And I think he probably will. I mean, the House, of course, we're hoping that Justin Amash can keep his seat. He was redistricted, so he has a fight, but he is almost more Ron Paul than Ron Paul in some ways. If he keeps his seat, he'll be the Ron Paul moving forward. And I don't think 2012 is going to be the year that a lot of new Ron Paulish Republicans win, but a lot of them are running, and it's just something you have to keep building momentum, and hopefully in 2014 we will see some more results.
Well, Brian Dougherty, author of Ron Paul's Revolution and senior editor at Reason, thanks for talking to us. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.